Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, the Chinese government, as promised, announced a proposal to levy retaliatory tariffs of 25% on China's imports of agricultural and food products from the United States, including notables like U.S. beef and U.S. soybeans, in response to the U.S. tariffs on imported metals. China is a promising market for U.S. beef, says U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom, and he says since the June 2017 reopening, the U.S. industry has made an exceptional effort to provide customers there with high-quality beef at an affordable price. He says over the past 9 months, interest in U.S. beef has steadily gained momentum in China, and our customer base has grown, but if an additional import tariff is imposed on U.S. beef, these constructive business relationships and opportunities for further growth will be put at risk. In the second half of last year, following the market reopening, U.S. beef exports to China totaled over 3,000 metric tons, valued at already $31 million. And in January, exports reached the highest monthly volume to date at 819,000 metric tons, valued at nearly $8 million. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.